This high was 45 and the low 24. Sunset will happen at 4:41 this afternoon. Sunrise time 6:51 coming up for this morning. East winds are at 10 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.81. So far on the day, 1/100th of an inch of rain, and it is 47 degrees. We're up one from the overnight low.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time is 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Major wildfires on both U.S. coasts. Nearly 3,000 firefighters are on the scene of California's mountain fire in Ventura County. On the other side of the country, ABC's Morgan Norwood has more on the deadly fire burning on the New York-New Jersey border.
The Jennings Creek fire burning in a rural area about 35 miles northwest of New York City. The 2,500-acre blaze, 0% contained, threatening more than two dozen structures. Conditions, tinder dry. And tragically, officials say 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a New York State Parks and Recreation aide, was killed battling the fire on Saturday.
Drought conditions across much of the eastern half of the country, the fire risk remaining elevated in many places. President-elect Donald Trump is naming Tom Homan as his new border czar. Homan is the former head of ICE, who said at a Republican National Convention this summer that illegal immigrants in the country should start packing their bags. Trump has promised mass deportations upon his inauguration. This is ABC News. On this Veterans Day, we are learning about new steps to prevent mysterious traumatic brain injuries among U.S. service members. It's been linked to powerful blasts during specialized training for Army Special Forces, says ABC's Ann Flaherty.
When we went down to Fayetteville, North Carolina, and we talked to the officials there about how they're training Army Special Forces guys, the one thing that they say is that they are aware of this problem, and they're just going to act as though they know that blast waves are causing injury because they simply cannot wait the 10 years or so it might take to figure this out. So the shoot houses no longer have concrete walls, for example. They now have rubber walls. They have raised roofs. And the idea is that it tries to release the pressure from the weapons.
Jury deliberations resume today in the trial of Richard Allen. He is charged with killing two young teenage girls, Abby Williams and Libby German, in Delphi, Indiana. Police say he confessed, but Allen's lawyers say the confession is unreliable because of his deteriorating mental and physical health. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
An update on sports is coming up, courtesy of Bindle Tire and Auto, your Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
John Tanya and Stephen Kroll scored 21 points apiece, and Wisconsin took command during a first-half run. They beat Appalachian State 87-56 yesterday. Jason Tatum had 31, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists, and the Boston Celtics rallied in the second half to beat the slumping Bucks 113-107 yesterday. Houston was a winner over Detroit 101-99. Indiana 132, New York 121. It was Orlando 121, Washington 94. Golden State 127, Oklahoma City 116. Miami 95, Minnesota 94. Philadelphia over Charlotte 107-105. Denver beat Dallas 122-120. Sacramento over Phoenix 127-118 in overtime. Memphis 134, Portland 89. And the Lakers beat Toronto 123-103. From the NFL games, Carolina won in overtime over the Giants, 20-17, Buffalo 30, Indianapolis 20, Kansas City 16, Denver 14, Minnesota 12, Jacksonville 7, New England 19, the Bears 3, New Orleans 20, Atlanta 17, Pittsburgh 28, Washington 27, San Francisco 23-20 over Tampa Bay, the Chargers 27, Tennessee 17, Arizona 31, the Jets 6, Philadelphia 34, Dallas 6, and Detroit 26-23 over Houston in the NFL yesterday. The Monday night game this evening will feature Miami at the LA Rams. And that's a look at sports.
Rural communities are at a higher risk for diabetes, and the majority of these are type 2, which are often preventable. Lifestyle changes like getting active and adopting a healthier diet are the best methods of prevention. If you do develop any type of diabetes, the Richland Hospital and Clinics has a team of certified diabetes care and education specialists who will work with you to help manage the disease. This month, take the time to learn more about your risks and commit to a better future.
Today, a high of 49 with some breaks of sunshine and rather breezy. Northwest winds at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear and cold, a low of 27. Tuesday, mostly sunny and quiet, a high of 50. Wednesday, 50, breezy with light rain in the afternoon and evening. Thursday, clouds perhaps giving way to breaks of sun later on and a high of 51. And Friday, a beautiful day with sunshine and a high of 55. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy and 55. East to northeast winds are at 10 miles per hour. In Richland Center, we're up one from the overnight low. It is 47 degrees.
Space or for me to pull you closer. I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance. If that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. When the days are easy, when the nights get long, I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes. Don't forget to breathe and just follow my lead. And we can pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance. And if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. Hold you to go on. Let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance. And if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance with you. Only wanna dance.
That is Brett Young on WRCO Radio. Overnight, not as cold as some mornings, and tomorrow morning is going to be kind of frosty, but one of the accomplishments over the weekend I was able to make was I was able to get the garage clean enough so I could get the front wheels of the Vibe in so I could maybe protect the window a little bit, and that's good, and I didn't need it this morning, but maybe by tomorrow morning and the next couple of mornings we'll be in that frosty range once again, which certainly is not out of the realm of possibilities for the 11th of November, that's for sure. Today is Veterans Day. lot more about that coming up. This is George Strait on the radio.
Had a nice little life. A little boat, a little beach, a little routine I like. A blue ocean view. Free to go with the flow anywhere that I wanted to. But the moment you set foot on my shore, that's when I knew there's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself. Something's always missing till you share it with someone else. That I had it good as it could be. From the back of my deck, caught a fish, caught a breeze, and a thousand red sunsets. But sitting here with you, girl, I just saw the best one yet. There's a difference in living and sky a deeper blue. My nights are sweeter when I'm with you. There's a difference in living and living well. You can't have it all by yourself.
November is a time to reflect on all we are thankful for, especially our veterans who protect our freedoms. We honor your service. Sponsored by The Shoebox, Julie Karen State Farm, Burnham Lumber, and Supps Gym.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. That is shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through. I remember green eyes and a rancher's daughter, but remember is all that I do. Losing you left a pretty good cowboy. Sundown came and I drove to town and drank a drink or two. The only reason God made Oklahoma. You're the reason God made Oklahoma.
thinking of you. Sometimes when the wind blows, you can't see the mountains and all the way to Malibu. Everyone's a star here in LA County. You ought to see the things that they do. All the cowboys down on the Sunset Strip wish that they could be like.
David Frizzell and Shelley West on WRCO. A reminder today, the Richland Center landfill will be closed and the Brewer Public Library will not be open as it is Veterans Day. And from the WRCO Lost and Found today, in the area, a cat has been lost. Her name is Zara. She is a gray and white Persian cat. She has a collar with her name on it and a purple collar on. She is an indoor cat only, and she managed recently to get out. If you could help them out, if you've seen that cat, the number is to call 608-475-3359. Or 608-475-6066. Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
6:21 the time. Winds picking up a little bit between 11 and 14 miles per hour this morning. We're at 46 degrees. Here is Keith Urban on Country and Community WRCO.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. Messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And you used to make this town burn it down. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me.
It was a day of watching NFL football yesterday. I did a little bit. Again, it's kind of more fun when my team's not playing. I don't have to get nervous and just kind of watch and kind of watch and enjoy the sights. There were a lot of kind of what I would describe as ugly games yesterday, and the weather had a little bit to do with that as well, as there were some low-scoring games and games that featured a lot of turnovers as well. But we'll check some sports scores coming up in just a little bit. June's Bears, you know, they didn't do real well yesterday. It was a chilly night in Sextonville last night. But, oh, well, tis football season. Here's Tucker Bethard.
killing it way out west. Finding your own way didn't take too long. Baby, rock on, rock on. Some big Hollywood star. Guess every club in town is playing your song. Baby, rock on. Dolled up like that. If my homegrown country girl's long gone, then baby, rock on, rock on. Rock on like you don't miss me. Rock on like it don't do. Rock on till you forget me, just like you said you would. Like I tell you, I can't stand. Saw your hashtag digging on some new dude. Girl, you left me with nothing else to do.
Tucker Bethard on WRCO. We encourage you to drive carefully today as you head out and about on your merry way to your destination today. It's currently 46 degrees at WRCO.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs for all of your sign needs. Today's forecast calls for a high of 50 with some breaks of sun. It will be a bit windy, between 15 and 25 mile an hour winds expected. For tonight, clear and cold and a low of 27. We're at our overnight low so far. It is 46 degrees.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
I'm Phil Mee for WRCO News. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will host a ribbon cutting for the new Wisconsin 130 bridges over the Wisconsin River in Lone Rock. It will be held today at 1:30 at Brace Memorial Park. Federal, state, and local officials will give brief remarks on the efforts behind this $40 million multi-year project. Speakers will include Christina Boardman, Wisconsin DOT Secretary, Glenn Fulkerson from the Federal Highway Administration, Dan Quinn from the Village of Lone Rock, Mark Kupp, Executive Director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway, and also Brent Freeman from Kramer North America, and others. Following the ribbon cutting, Lone Rock Fire EMS will conduct a drive-through on the new bridges. Parking will be available at the park today. And again, the ceremony begins at 1:30. Today is Veterans Day. There will be a number of programs held to honor our veterans. The Richland School District will host two Veterans Day programs. The first will be at 9 at the primary school. The second will be at 10 at Richland Center High School. We'll have a recording of that program and we'll feature it this afternoon on WRCO beginning at 1 o'clock. The Weston School District will hold a Veterans Day program at 9. The Riverdale School District, along with Post 85, will host a Veterans Day program at 11 in the junior-senior high school gym. And the Ithaca Public Schools will host a Veterans Day program at 1:30 in the Ithaca High School gym. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears an abortion case today. Abortion access in Wisconsin was blocked for more than a year following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. Last September, in a case brought by Wisconsin's Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, challenging the state's 1849 law, which had been interpreted as a ban, a Dane County judge ruled the law did not broadly apply to abortion. Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky, a Republican, asked the state Supreme Court in February to overturn the ruling. On Monday, the justices will hear arguments that will determine whether or not that ruling will stand. Black students at UW-Madison are among many nationwide to receive racist text messages. The texts can vary from some using the N-word, but all making references to other derogatory comments. The senders also address the recipients by name. UW-Madison police say state and federal agencies, including the FBI and the FCC, are investigating and that any students receiving such a text message can fill out a harassment, discrimination, and bias report. It's not just black adult students and adults getting such texts. Children are targeted as well, including a 12-year-old girl in Milwaukee, prompting her family to wonder how the senders got her name and information. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has also condemned the racist rhetoric. Attorney General Josh Call says anyone who received a racist text should contact law enforcement. A number of referendums were passed last week here in the state of Wisconsin.
A report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows $3.4 billion in school tax increases were approved by voters last Tuesday. The largest among them were a pair of measures in Madison that increased spending by $600 million over the next 21 years. That will go towards operating expenses as well as renovations at elementary and middle schools. Other major increases were approved in Kaukauna, Green Bay, and Janesville. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Congratulations to the Riverdale One Act Play Group. They will advance to state. Saturday saw the cast and crew of Riverdale's One Act Play, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, advance to state competition, which will be held in a couple of weeks at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee campus. Congratulations to the Riverdale One Act Play. An unusual shopper at a grocery store in Madison. Madison police say a 10-point buck entered the Hy-Vee store on the east side through open pharmacy doors last Wednesday morning. The buck ran through the store until staff corralled him in the cooler area. Officers and animal control employees were able to barricade parts of the storage area, and they were also able to usher the buck out of one of the doors. Madison police say the suspect is free and back out in the wild. Wisconsin's move-over law requires drivers to provide a safety zone for law enforcement, emergency responders, and maintenance vehicles stopped alongside the roadway with their emergency lights on. DOT says you can also avoid secondary crashes by being an attentive driver. In 2023, Wisconsin saw 760 secondary crashes, resulting in 3 deaths and more than 380 injuries. Over the past 5 years, 60 emergency responders were struck and injured by a vehicle while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin. As temperatures drop, keep an eye and ear out for signs of a natural gas leak. Those signs could include the smell of rotten eggs, a hissing sound near appliances, or visual cues like blowing dirt, bubbling water, or discolored vegetation. You should also keep exterior vents clear of snow and debris to avoid gas buildup in the home. If you smell gas or notice any of those signs, move to a safe location and call 911. And a strange story out of Green Lake County. The sheriff's office there says they are no longer searching for a missing kayaker. Instead, they believe the man faked his own disappearance and may be living somewhere in Europe. 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart was last seen on August 12th on Big Green Lake. Authorities believe Borgwart had drowned and searched relentlessly for him for 54 days. Last month, investigators learned Borgwart's name had been checked by law enforcement in Canada the day after he disappeared in Wisconsin. And Borgwart had a second passport and had searched online about moving money to foreign banks.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Today we'll have some breaks of sunshine, and it'll be rather breezy as well. A high of 49, clear and cold tonight, and a low of 27 degrees for Tuesday, mostly sunny and quiet, and a high of 50. Yesterday, it was a little bit on the gloomy side. We did get to 52, and we picked up 45 one-hundredths of an inch of precipitation. This morning, we rise and shine. It's been rather windy. East and northeast winds right now between 7 and 10 miles per hour. We have picked up 1/100th of an inch of rain after 45 one-hundredths recorded here yesterday at the studios. And we're back down to our overnight lows so far, which is 46 degrees. A reminder, Richland Center Landfill will be closed today for Veterans Day, and the Brewer Public Library is also closed for Veterans Day.
Fall in love with shopping local at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. This season, embrace the cozy and shop where it matters most, right here in your community. From bedroom sets to lift chairs, we have everything you need to transform your home for the fall. Plus, you're supporting a local business when you choose us. Come in today and experience personalized service, unbeatable value, and that perfect piece you've been searching for. 172 South Church Street, downtown Richland Center. Or call 475-6090. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A win for the Badgermen's basketball team yesterday. Though the Bucks continue to struggle, those stories and more after this.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Southwest Conference is out with its all-conference volleyball selections this week. Platteville and Richland Center went 8-2 and tied for co-conference championships. Richland Center with two first-teamers, including Soleil Ewing and Carly Meaden. Also a couple of second-teamers, Danica Pauls and Chloe Darling as well. The honorable mention list includes from Richland Center, Lily Tidrick. For River Valley, Ella Myers was named first-team all-conference as well. For the Blackhawks, a couple of honorable mentions, Izzy Roth and Bella DeVinny as well. Jackson Berengen of Platteville was named the Player of the Year and the Co-Coaches of the Year. Denise Berengen of Platteville and Jamie Johnson, Richland Center, recognized as co-coaches. Jamie Johnson called it a very nice year for the Hornets as they got set for the honors and were very pleased with the way that the voting went for the most part overall.
Yeah, I thought we had some good representation. You know, we were able to get five members. I thought actually Platteville and us could maybe have gotten another player or two. I thought we're very deserving. You know, that's what's always hard. You never know how those things are going to shake out. And so overall, you know, I was pretty pleased, you know, that we were able to get some great recognition. We got two first team, two second team, and an honorable mention, you know, which Platteville had three first team and two honorable mentions. So I thought we were, as conference champs, we were well represented in that.
Over the weekend at the state volleyball tournament, WIA crowned five champions, D5, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran, D4, it was Manitowoc Lutheran, Division 3, it was Barron holding off Aquinas, a team that ended the year for Richland Center, 3-1 on Saturday afternoon. Catholic Memorial scored a Division 2 win and a sweep for the championship, and Divine Savior Holy Angels won Division 1, improving to 48-1 with a victory on Saturday night. Eight-player football. The year came to an end for Highland on Friday night. Owen Withy advanced in eight-player football after a 23-21 victory. The state championship for eight-player is this Saturday at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. Also, football playoffs moving on from the area. Potosi-Cassville advanced after a 21-14 win over River Ridge. It was also Belleville edging Lancaster 35-32 and Prairie du Chien 39-0 over Milwaukee Academy of Science. Prairie du Chien will meet Stratford at Wisconsin Dells High School in tournament action coming up on Friday night. The Badgers overcame a slow start to whip Appalachian State Sunday 87-56. 8 minutes into the game, Wisconsin was down 17-8. That's when it scored 24 straight points. Stephen Krall and John Tanye topped the scorebook with 17 points apiece. Max Klesmit added 15. The Badgers played error-free basketball, committing only a half dozen turnovers. They will host Arizona on Friday for the next game. The Golden Eagles host Central Michigan tonight for another non-conference contest in Milwaukee. This will be the third time the basketball programs have met. Last Friday's student-only game was a sellout inside the Al McGuire Center. Tonight's game will be played in the much bigger Fiserv Forum. Marquette coach Shaka Smart's team goes on the road for the first time this season. Friday, they will be at Maryland. Well, a first half showed the Bucks were getting some things done, but another second half collapse resulted in a 113-107 loss to the Celtics. Milwaukee's record falls to 2-8. Despite 43 points and 13 rebounds by Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks were hot from the field while building a 69-58 lead at halftime. The defending NBA champs owned the game after that. The Toronto Raptors play in Milwaukee coming up on Tuesday evening. Jake Bates made a 52-yard field goal as time expired, and the Detroit Lions overcame a career-high 5 interceptions by Jared Goff to rally for a 26-23 win over the Houston Texans yesterday. The Lions improved to 8-1 for the first time since 1954 with their 7th straight victory. Elsewhere yesterday, it was a win for Carolina over the Giants in overtime. Among the highlights, 20-17. The Vikings got by Jacksonville 12-7, and New England beat the Bears 19-3. With an update on sports today, I'm Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCO.
Cents in the ashtray, half empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots, and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy. That's all right. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck.
With deep respect, we honor veterans this November for their selfless service to our nation. We are grateful for all you've done. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, Dairyland Transportation, Muscadet American Legion Auxiliary Post 85, and Riverdale Ag Service.
And
book's no good, sitting on a shelf. Your hands in your pockets ain't no kind of help. A painting with no paint ain't got much to do. And I ain't no good without you. Can't sing a song that ain't got no words. Sea's just a sea till you're driving in the dirt. A church ain't a church without some people in the pews. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd be just another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. I sound crazy but baby it's true, ain't no good without you. Without a river to flow, it's all with no strings, no, it won't play a note. You can't sing the air ball if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, but you put the tide out in my life. I'm crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Shotgun solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby it's true. Ain't no good without you, hey. Without you, ain't no good, ain't no good.
Thompson Square and WRCO Radio. Well, Hank's been stocking up his jokes. I don't know how successful he has been, but... oh, wait a minute. I'm not supposed to laugh at him. We're supposed to laugh with him.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center wants to thank all the veterans for their service and dedication.
Pumpkin pie was a staple on New England Thanksgiving tables as far back as the turn of the 18th century. According to History.com, legend has it that the Connecticut town of Colchester postponed its Thanksgiving feast for a week in 1705 due to a molasses shortage. There could simply be no Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie. Take time to be thankful for what you have and for what our farm families contribute to our well-being every day. This Thanksgiving message for work done on the farm is provided by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizon Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroque's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, take care of you.
6 minutes before 7 o'clock, WRCO time, getting ready for the day in southwest Wisconsin, and moving and grooving here with Hank Williams Jr. Why don't you just mind your own business?
It's the wife and I, the fussing brother, that's all right, cause me and that woman bought a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business.
Gates, rebels, and rules.
Tracy Lawrence on WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 45 degrees. It won't be a lot warmer than that today, up near 50, it looks like. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts.